Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. This is your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, December 16, 2025. Let's dive into the Australian industry news of the past week. Leading us off, we saw QBE Insurance Group, our nation's largest insurer, facing market jitters as its shares took a nosedive to a seven-month low. This downward movement is the result of a decelerated premium rate growth in the third quarter of this fiscal year. A 6% rise in gross written premiums of $18.6 billion wasn't enough to halt the tumble, with the bump in the road evident in the property insurance sector. Not even a hefty $450 million share buyback could allay investor concerns. Despite the turmoil, QBE predicts a combined operating ratio of 92.5% for 2026, giving us a glimmer of optimism in these challenging times. In contrast, we're looking back at 2024 as a golden year for Australian insurers. Profits rocketed to an impressive $6.1 billion, a far cry from the $2 billion five-year average. Hefty premiums were the driving force behind this surge, with home insurance premiums soaring 19.3% and car insurance jumping 12%. A quiet year on the disaster front, with only two significant weather events, led to claims losses of just over $500 million. These rising premiums, while great for insurers, have set a complex landscape for businesses. With this in mind, we cannot stress enough the importance of keeping a sharp eye on your insurance terms and conditions, shopping around for the best provider, and considering professional advice. Adding to this complexity, Australian businesses are now grappling with an evolving risk landscape. Under the spotlight are litigation risks, technological advancements, supply chain disruptions, and catastrophic events. Businesses must remain vigilant, with active risk assessments improving their online safety net and always having a ready contingency plan to address these ever-changing factors. In other financial news, the Reserve Bank of Australia recently announced that it is holding the official cash rate steady at 3.6%, forecasting a potential stability through 2026. This is in the wake of an unexpected leap in inflation to 3.2%, which overshoots the central bank's target of 2 to 3%. This decision reflects Australia's strong economic performance and suggests that we will continue to see a stable financial environment moving forward. That's all from us today. Do remember to stay informed and continue to check in with us for your weekly insurance news updates. For more, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Paige Estrotori signing off.